This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Medical facilities across the Gaza Strip are being forced to close because of the damage from Israeli bombings and a lack of power, say health officials. Israel says it launched 400 airstrikes over the past day, killing Hamas commanders, hitting militants as they were preparing to launch rockets into Israel, and striking command centers. This war began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on what the U.S. is doing.
The Pentagon is rushing military advisors and more defenses to the Middle East as Israel's ground assault in Gaza looms. The advisors include a Marine three-star general well-versed in urban warfare to both help Israel plan its war and mitigate civilian casualties. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is trying to prevent the Israel-Hamas fight from becoming a wider war and looking to protect U.S. troops who have come under repeated attacks, which Iran is likely endorsing.
Just in, most abortions will remain banned in Georgia for now after the state Supreme Court sent a legal challenge back to a lower court. In court today, an off-duty pilot riding in the cockpit of a Horizon Air passenger jet accused of trying to shut down the engines in mid-flight. The pilot flying the plane told air traffic controllers the man had to be subdued by the crew.
Just give you a heads up. We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued.
That was heard on Live ATC Net. The plane landed in Portland, Oregon. Police in Germantown, Wisconsin shot and killed somebody who fired at them from a school roof last night. No details on the shooter yet. This is AP News. Now to that highway tragedy in Louisiana yesterday.
Crews near New Orleans continue clearing wreckage after superfog caused a major highway crash Monday, killing at least 7 people and injuring 25 others. Louisiana officials say 158 vehicles were involved in the pileup on I-55, including a tanker that caught fire and a car that flipped over a guardrail, landing in the water. That driver made it out. Pictures and video from the scene show cars piled on top of one another, crushed front and rear ends, blown tires, and distraught drivers. The crash was caused by smoke from a marsh fire mixing with dense fog, creating a super fog, dropping visibility to just a few feet. Hazardous driving conditions Tuesday morning prompted several area schools to delay opening or close. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.